The Executive Secretary of the National Petroleum Authority, Moses Asaga, says the benchmark price decreases announced by the authority in the petroleum prices are positive sentiment as a result of the downturn in the prices of crude oil on the world market. Mr. Asaga told Radio Ghana that the NPA is surprised that the GPRTU and other unions have suddenly pegged their increase at 15% in transport fares instead of 10%.
The NPA benchmark prices for gasoline was a 2% decrease, and then for diesel, a 4% decrease, and LPG, a 9% decrease. And this has been orchestrated by the fact that the international price for petroleum products have gone down. Crude oil price have also gone down from $34 a barrel to about $28-$27. So this have impacted on the petroleum product prices in Ghana. Also, the incipient stability of the CD has also not had an effect on the pricing because depreciation now has been held at bay for some time now. So all these are positive sentiments towards petroleum product pricing. So when we looked at the benchmark, we did not expect that the GPRTU would suddenly be announcing a 15% increase, because from the calculation we have been making and the meetings that we've been holding with the GPRTU, we have been thinking that the best increase should be like 10% increase in GPRTU fare. So for GPRTU to come out to say it is 15% have been very difficult for me to comprehend. And I thought that they had moved so fast because government and the MPA and Ministry of Transport and Petroleum on one side have been negotiating with the GPRTU, and we've been going through the numbers and we are working the nitty-gritty as to if it is a 15% increase, what would that mean in terms of fares? If it is a 10% increase, what would that mean in terms of fares? And even in terms of the change, whether can someone get 20 pesos change? So when we factored all this, including a projection of lower fuel prices into the future, which has actually occurred this weekend, we thought that 10% was the most appropriate. So for them to hurriedly announce yesterday that they were doing 15%, I thought that it was a breach of the good faith that we have been having and the negotiations that have been ongoing.
At the moment, what can the NPA do with the corporate driving bodies to readjust the 15%? Is it possible?
Yes, I think we are still calling that there should be a meeting with GPRTU, and I believe that the GPRTU would be cooperating with us on those meetings.
I thought that previously we were doing the meetings and then your side would have announced earlier before the GPRTU and the tripartite comes into an agreement. Why didn't it happen this time round?
Yeah, that's why I said there was a breach of faith and confidentiality, because these negotiations have been going on. We've had about 2 meetings at the highest level. We've had about 3 meetings at the Ministry of Transport. So we cannot understand why suddenly they will come out on their own and decide to increase prices. Normally we sit down, we look at all the numbers, and then we agree to what is most appropriate.
Would you buy into this argument when some people say that prices have been coming down for some time now from the world market, and yet your unit did not do a quick adjustment?
We have been doing the adjustment simultaneously as prices are announced, but it is rather the GPRTU that never did any adjustment since last year, July, up to November, when prices had come down by almost 35-40%. So if anything, the onus is rather on the GPRTU.
Mr. Asaga also said meetings between the two parties would continue today and accused the GPRTU of bad faith. He asked the private and public transport operators to wait for the two sides to agree on a fixed fare before any announcement.
This morning, there was some appeal to the GPRTU to come back to the table for us to negotiate further and to still assure them that fuel prices would continue to decrease in the market.
Until you finish with the meeting, do you have a message for drivers and passengers?
Well, I think that the drivers should hold back for now until further notice from their council, because I know negotiations would resume today.
You are very sure you are negotiating today?
Yes.
And what should we expect?
Well, that I can't predict, but I think we'll persuade them to do 10%.